It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Well, happy, wonderific, wicked Wednesday to you. It's the 24th. This is Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. It is Speak Out 2.0. We are here for a whole hour, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, the Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead City. And today we're visiting with Joe Thornberry with Arizona Workforce. And Joe, you brought with you the program coordinator, Lauren Farschler.
You did a good job.
Oh, good. Okay. Lauren Farschler. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Welcome. And thanks for having us on the radio.
Yeah. And of course, in the last hour, they were talking with DES on Speak Out, and they were talking about Arizona at Work.
They were. We had Della on there and Todd with Veterans Resource for DES.
Right.
And they are one of the core partners for the Mojave La Paz Workforce Development Board.
Well, that's good. So tell us about the workforce. What's the concept behind this?
So we're funded by WIOA, which is Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, and those are federal funds derived through down through Department of Labor, and then it requires at a state level that we have local workforce development boards. And in the past, before it was WIOA, it was WIA, and the board was kind of just like an oversight board.
Right.
You know, a bunch of people and leaders in the community and kind of got together every quarter and just said yes.
Okay.
So there's been a big change. So now the Mojave La Paz Workforce Development Board provides direct oversight for the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, Title I-B programs, and acts as a catalyst to provide seamless services among various workforce programs and provide community leadership around the workforce issues. So the board is now in charge of the funding and the programming.
Ah, okay.
So that's the big change. We do that. We have 36 members on our board right now. We are full. And
36 members on your board.
Right. And the state mandates who can be on the board and who can't. So the breakdown is that 51% of the people on the board have to be private businesses.
Okay.
Two representatives have to be from the labor force, which is why I'm on the board. So I work for Allied Forces Temporary Service in Kingman and Labor Systems here in Bullhead. So they reached out to me a few years ago to help fill that critical position. And then we have organizations that are core partners, like DES that was on Speak Out today, Mojave Community College, Vocational Rehab, and those are folks that are also mandated to be on the board. And then we have community partners, which Jason Millen, who's our one-stop operator, that's kind of what he's in charge of, is coordinating all those folks. So they have meetings, and it truly is, our mission is to reach out to employers to find out what barriers they have in hiring skilled workforce for the area. We work very closely with chambers and economic development to identify those things. And then what our program coordinators do is they develop the actual programs to where the employees coming in with barriers, we can help them get accreditation, or we can help them get job search skills, interview skills, resume writing, you know, whatever it may take. It's really, truly a partnership with our communities. And because we are so large with Mojave and La Paz, it takes a lot of community partners to get everything done.
And then do you guys have a full-time employee that works for you, that works with these people?
So the Workforce Development Board, part of the funding is for staff, and so part of the part of the grant funding takes care of the staff. And then the beautiful thing here in Mojave and La Paz County is that our community development resources, our housing department, so they're all intertwined. So the Workforce Development Board has a memorandum of understanding with the Board of Supervisors to allow Dave Wolf as the director, Mary Mendola as the program supervisor. Everyone has a couple of different roles. So we have campuses in Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, and Parker, and that staff is all part of the core partners. And that's why, you know, when you see my business card or Lauren's business card, you see Arizona at Work on there.
Right.
So in the past, everybody had their mandates and they had to do things to fulfill their grants. What we've tried to do over the last few years is break down all the silos between the organizations so that when you walk in, whether it's Dell at DES or Todd down in Lake Havasu for Veterans Resources, we're all part of Arizona at Work.
Okay.
And if that particular person can't get you the resource that you need or the information you need, we have a hard referral system now that gets you in touch with the exact partner that you need.
Well, and I heard him mention something about going on a website that gives the jobs that are available out there.
Right. That's Arizona Job Connection, and that is available.
And that's a statewide program. So any job seeker can seek out any jobs in the state of Arizona, not just Lake Havasu or Mojave La Paz County specific, and they can target it based on job skills, current skills, interested skills. Maybe they're going to school to be a nurse. What's the job market for them?
Okay.
And I think Joe kind of talked about it too. Going back to the Arizona at Work system, the focus is really to connect the employers to the job seekers. It's not about who is taking credit for that. So when we talked about breaking down those silos, it was really about just connecting everybody so that it's seamless to the customer. Because we want the customer to get what they need. We don't want to go, can't do that.
Right.
I'm going to have to send you this way. The idea is say, I can't help you, but I'm going to connect you to who with a soft referral or even a phone call and say, here's what we need. Can you help us?
And when you talk about the customer, you're talking about the individual that's unemployed, that's looking for a job.
Sort of. So workforce system, Arizona at Work, us, the idea is we see two customers. We have the employer and we have the job seeker.
Okay.
So job seekers are coming into our offices looking for work. Employers are working with our business service coordinator, members of the board, various entities. So, you know, each of us has our own role, but it's really an integrated system.
Okay. Because that's kind of complicated.
It is very complicated.
And especially when Joe and I met, we were talking about you have funds to help somebody enhance their skills.
Right. So what we were talking about that day was ACRC, which is the Arizona Career Readiness Credential. And that particular program is funded by the governor for the next 5 years so that we don't even have to touch our grant funding for that. That's a separate funding source.
Uh-huh.
And the great thing about that is it's a way for an employee seeking work to prove what they know, you know, without having to go and spend money at college or something like that. Now, the other nice thing is that they can also, if they do want to improve their ACRC scores, we're a partner with MCC. They already have the classes set up. And that's kind of what Lauren was saying, that we are all working together to overcome the barriers. Whether it's the employer who can't get, I mean, I'll give you a great example. So we have, an elderly population in Mojave County and La Paz County. And
why do you look at me when you say that?
And, so we have a lot of care homes, nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities. So that's a high demand job in this area, and we've identified that in our workforce plan. So we have those types of programs available. So when we go out as business services in the community, we'll ask the businesses, what is the barrier? Why can't you get enough people hired? Because we see it every day. And so then they'll tell us, well, we can't get them their credential. And that's where Arizona Work steps in. We become a partner, and we're helping the employer, and we're helping the job seeker.
All right, we got a caller. Let's see if the caller's got a question. Do you have a question?
Yes. I called you once before, Larry, when Amy was on there. But I did go through this Arizona at Work and got my certificate, and I'm still unemployed. And Cindy told me just to keep looking.
Okay.
So what area are you looking in?
Well, I've been mostly caregiving, and my mom was my last client, but okay. I wanted experience in a store or as a cashier or maybe a little more in office, or I can't get a job in the stores.
Okay, fantastic. Well, all you need to do is come back into one of our Arizona Work Centers, and we will definitely sit down with you, and we'll help you do some job search, and we try to market you. So it's our job to sell you to an employer. So, yeah, just come in and see us, and we'll get that taken care of for you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are you in Bullhead, Kingman, or Havasu?
I applied in a lot of places, and I got my resume. I did all that stuff. And she just said, we just have to keep looking.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that happens, but the key thing to remember is that, you know, we can get you assigned a case manager. I don't know if you're enrolled yet in Arizona at Work or if you're just getting some basic.
I already went through it.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah. Where are you located?
Kingman.
In Kingman? So where's your facility in Kingman, Joe, where she can go there and talk with somebody and get some assistance.
So in Kingman, we're located at 700 West Beale Street. That's the county building. And the phone number down there is 928-753-0723. And I just encourage you to come on down and let's look at your individual situation and see what help we can provide for you.
All righty.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So people are calling, getting service right here, right now.
You know, that's what it's all about.
And anybody who comes into any of our job centers, and again, Mojave County, we're located in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead, and our office hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Not only can they get the job search assistance, resume development, things like that, but they can also access our free workshops. So each of our offices offer our workshops, and I believe we'll give you the calendars to upload so that you'll have them available. But we have our initial orientation to kind of assess where they're at. And then once they've done the orientation, they can attend our job skills matching, which helps them to identify current skills, what they're good at, and how to apply those to their job search to make it a little bit more effective. Beyond that, if they want to dig a little deeper, they can jump into our career exploration, which does our interest profiler, a couple of different things based on that. And then again, more targeted job search so they can hit our job center after that and really be a little bit more specific. And then, of course, resume building. Every so often we get somebody that's like, I haven't updated my resume. I've been with the same employer for 15 years. So it's the industry standards change. What employers want in a resume changes constantly.
I was going to say, because a resume 1 year may look this way, but
absolutely.
The next year may look differently.
Yes.
And you guys know what the employers want because
exactly.
You're out there talking
we
to them.
We are. And, you know, and so it really helps us because somebody will say, like the caller before, you know, I put my resume out there. And if they're not getting a bite, they've got to get in the job center so we can figure out what's going on and try to maybe curtail their resume specific to the job they're applying for.
Okay.
I mean, this is a great job market right now. Employers are hiring. The economy is looking good. So employers are taking their time and really determining who they want to hire. So you want your resume to be set apart.
Well, I was talking to my friend Tyro at Ron's Tire in Bullhead yesterday. They got two locations, Bullhead and Fort Mojave. And he was telling me he's four positions down and trying to find people. He goes, I get people that work a half a day and then just walk off the job. You know, putting tires on cars is not
it's
not easy work. You know?
And in our weather, it's not ideal either.
That's true, too. But, you know, they pay him. I wanted to say he told me $12 an hour, which is pretty decent money, in along the river.
Right.
And so, yeah. I mean, you guys might go by and talk to him.
I was going to say, he sounds like a potential customer.
Yeah, he needs your help. So we'll talk about it off the air, and I'll get you his information. But, let us take a break. We're already at 20 past, and we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more about Arizona job works and what's available out there, and hopefully find some people some work today.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Horizon Community Bank has good news for Lake Havasu City. The new Horizon Community Bank drive-thru and ATM is now open on the north end of town at 101 Retail Center Boulevard. You can't miss it. Right across the street from the airport, on the corner, lakeside of the highway. You're guaranteed hometown hospitality, service, and hours. Plus, it's the new home of the Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Center. Your hometown community bank is growing to better serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The dog days of summer are here. The White Sheet is celebrating those furry little friends with an informational section of this week's White Sheet. Get the doggone facts on caring for your BFF. Find the best way to pick out a vet, training, pet insurance, and why not add to your family and adopt one of these little guys, giving them a true dog's life. Portion of the proceeds in this week's special Hot Summer's Cool Dog section of the White Sheet will be donated to the Western Arizona Humane Society. Your tail's gonna wag with this week's White Sheet.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall each Monday through Friday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, and ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. Today it's Arizona at Work with Joe and Lauren and callers. You know, we're talking to anybody and everybody today. So you guys are kind of like the solution for a lot of people's problems.
Well, we try to be, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
The mission is really to identify the barriers, overcome them, and get them to work. And then, right, of course, on the employer side, get them the employees they need.
So where are you located in Bullhead? Let's give some of these locations so that,
sure,
the listeners out there,
yep,
you know, can hear them. We already gave the one in Kingman, which is at, you said, the county building on Beale.
Right, 700 West Beale in, yeah, Kingman.
And then in Bullhead?
In Bullhead City, we're at 2601 Highway 95. And the contact number in Bullhead is 928-758-0702.
And just to mention, with our Bullhead City location, we are co-located with DES. So okay, it is just the DES building for us. And you'll see our Arizona at Work logo when you walk in the door.
Okay, so right next to the Ford dealership there, you go,
yep,
in and you'll see the Arizona at Work. And,
yep,
and you have somebody there Monday through
Monday
Friday?
Monday through Friday. We actually, so each of our job centers is staffed with job center technicians, which are assisting in the job center. And then, like Joe had mentioned earlier, our WIOA program. We have WIOA program representatives in each city, one specifically for adult, and then one specifically for youth.
Okay. So when you talk about youth, what age group are you working with?
So our youth program is ages.
Because my grandson's 5, and if I can get him a job.
He's not quite ready yet. But
no?
But there's no sense in not developing those soft skills early. So our youth program is a little bit confusing for some. So it's ages 16 to 24.
Okay.
So if anybody
24?
So if anybody comes in that's over the age of 18 but under the age of 24 and does not have a high school diploma or GED, they're considered a youth.
Okay.
So when Joe had kind of touched on WIOA and we were previously WIA, the shift to WIOA really touched on that need for high school diploma or GED for out-of-school youth.
Okay.
And that as being a huge barrier to employment. So
you're helping them get that?
Absolutely. So just to touch on our GED, we are actually hosting a GED graduation August the 15th. I believe it's the 15th, where we, it is, and it's at the Board of Supervisors Auditorium, and it will be at 3 p.m., and we are actually recognizing all Mojave La Paz countywide graduates.
Oh, wow.
So we try to do it about every 6 months. So, again, to go back to GED, GED is a huge barrier to employment, especially for our youth who have never worked.
Right.
So, anybody who is ages 16 to 24 that does not have that, they would technically fall under the youth side. If they are 18 and above with a high school diploma or even an industry-recognized credential, they would go on the adult side.
Okay. All right. Now, someone's asking, people don't call. They also text, you know.
So someone's asking. You're the most popular guy around.
Our youth generation likes to text us, so yeah.
Well, this guy's not youth.
but okay,
so he's asking, is there a job fair tomorrow in Bullhead?
The job fairs that we have one today in Kingman. That's for the GEO group. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the county building, and that's recruiting for officers out at the prison in Golden Valley.
And by the way, it says starting pay is $16.96?
$16.96 an hour.
That's pretty good pay.
Especially for this area.
Right.
Yeah, and then tomorrow we have the Mojave County job fair, and that's up in Kingman as well. Up on the mezzanine level, and that one is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's for all the different departments within Mojave County. So it's located in Kingman, but they have jobs open countywide.
Okay, and those are like sheriff's office and deployment services, treasurer's office, courts, public works, library, public health, county attorney's offices, and the public defender's office.
That's right.
They're all looking for bodies.
They all
need people, and I don't know if everyone's aware, but the library in Kingman has gotten some money, and they're going to be doing a very big expansion starting any day now. So, again, they're trying to get that workforce ready so that when they get big, they're ready for it.
You need it. You need it.
Yeah.
So our library in Bullhead grew a few years ago.
It did. The remodel was very nice.
Yeah.
So the third location we have is for Lake Havasu City, and that's going to be 2001 College Drive, Suite 94, and the contact number for Lake Havasu is 928-453-0710. And again, just like if you walk in the door, if you call the wrong place, that's okay, because we're all connected, and we're all going to get you to the person
Absolutely.
That you need to talk to.
That's good. That's good because, and it is good to hear that everybody's working together, you know, and you've got the chamber board directors or the chamber directors on your board. They're going to know who's looking for work, you know,
right. Or
who's looking for employees.
Yep. Well, not only that, but we also have all the economic development from each city and from the county on the board. And the reason that's so important is, you know, Tammy Ersenbach, our new county economic development director, is flooded with new businesses looking to move to our area.
I mean,
you know, 15, 20 companies at a time.
Yeah.
And back in the old days, you know, when companies were looking to relocate, the first thing they really looked at was incentives from the community.
Yeah.
Right? What are you going to do for me to come into your area? That's now not number one anymore. Gary Kellogg, the city economic development director for Kingman, had a meeting yesterday, and that's actually slipped down to like number three or four.
Ah.
And workforce is number one now. And that's the thing. If we've got a potential company looking to bring 200, 500 new jobs to this area, they want to know what is the demographic, what does the workforce look like, what training is available so we can get people pre-screened or credentialed.
And I know that that's something that when Dot Foods came to Bullhead City that they talked about, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rocky just was at a meeting with me last week, and he stood up and he said, you know, I'm hiring drivers right now, $65,000 a year for a driver.
That's right.
And I know the Kingman campus, they offer the 18-wheeler driver course. They say they're going to bring it to Bullhead. And so we'll see when that happens.
True.
But they
do offer it. And then we also work with Trainco, which is another company local that they offer every 6 weeks as a rolling course for CDL training.
Oh, wow.
And that is part of what Arizona Work does. We have that relationship with them. And, you know, Rocky is on our workforce development board. He's also on our executive committee. And we use him and his company as an example all the time of how to do it correctly.
And for somebody that wants that job, that wants that CDL and has to go to Kingman and get that, you pay for the course.
We do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they are eligible for WIOA services, we absolutely do. And then we assist them with placement.
Okay. You've said WIA so many times. What does that mean?
So WIOA stands for Workforce Innovations and Opportunities Act. And again, I think Joe started about at the beginning of the show. It's federally funded through the Department of Labor, trickled down to the state, and then to the local workforce areas. So our workforce development board is Mojave and La Paz, and so that's the driving force or the steerer of the ship as how we spend our WIOA dollars.
Okay.
So we have our local our local workforce development board has set standards for ourselves. So how many enrollments we want to get each year, you know, how we want to spend our money. But then we're also graded by Department of Labor on what's called second and fourth quarter. So that means after someone's come through our program, gotten assistance, we're going to continue to track them with our case management for a year. So, and then we have to report back to Department of Labor of are they still employed after the second and fourth quarter and what is their income? So, you know, it keeps us honest. It keeps us, you know, making sure that we're working on the enrollment side, but also the outcome side.
All right. Okay. Let us take a break. We got to pay for stuff here, too, you know. And we'll be back shortly.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Be surprised by what's inside. Grand Liquidations. Always a fair price on top name brands in home furnishings, mattresses, unique decor, kids stuff, strollers, walkers, car seats, toys, and more. Like pet foods, supplies, health supplements and drinks, tools, bar stools, housewares, power chairs, ceiling fans, even bongos, man. See an item you like? Don't walk. Let's talk. Denny loves making deals and saving you money. Open daily, just south of Riverview Drive on Highway 95. Grand Liquidations.
Now open in Fort Mojave. Mojave Power Sports, your one-stop shop. Complete maintenance for all watercraft. Inboards, outboards, and personal watercraft. Ski boats, fishing boats, and pontoon boats. Plus, complete automotive repair on diesel or gas. Cars, trucks, big rigs, and off-road. Mojave Power Sports are here to serve you. 1595 Joy Lane in the old Jenner's building. Call for an appointment for your watercraft. 768-1230.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails. Inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
All right, we are back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toothforce live from the Laughlin Mall. The show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And we're talking jobs and jobs and jobs, and you guys have them.
We have them.
So what else can the public do? How else can you assist the public?
So as far as employers, if employers, we also have what's called incumbent worker training. So if you have, we also have what's called rapid response funds. So let me give you an example. So recently we had a large furniture store go out of business down here in Bullhead area. And, you know, we reached out to that business to see if there was any work opportunity tax credit ways that we could keep them employed.
Right.
And, you know, they were retiring and they were shutting their business down. So at that point, we sent in our rapid response team. And what they do is they help. We have special funding in the grant just for that population of people. You know, so if you're about to be laid off and your company's told you that and you got a few weeks to go, you really need to reach out to Arizona Work because we have special programs and funding available to you. Same thing is if you're an employer and you know, let's say the state or the federal government comes along and says, hey, starting January 1st, everyone that does XYZ job has to have this certification. You know,
right.
So that would be another way that we could help employers because that would be called incumbent workers training, and we could provide, you know, the resources. And everything we talk about today is based on eligibility, obviously.
Right.
You know, and there's sometimes where the worker is completely eligible for everything. There's sometimes when we're working with an employer that they share part of the cost and we share part of the cost. You know, so that's another way. A great thing that we just got accomplished up in Kingman was CAMA, which is the Kingman and Mojave Manufacturing Association, desperately looks for first responders throughout to the industrial park because they're a little ways out there.
Uh-huh.
They've been doing that for a couple of years. And we just put on an incumbent worker training where workforce development, WIOA funds, we're able to pay a portion. And CAMA paid a portion, and employers paid a portion. But we got 7 people nationally certified as first responders out there in the industrial park. And, again, that's just something that's helping the community. You know, they're first responders now until the fire department gets there.
So they're working out there, and they could get a notification that they needed to go to another business because someone's been injured.
Correct. So
okay.
They have an alert system. Part of their going through the program and getting certified is that they get a jump bag.
Right.
Okay. So their employer has one at their facility for that particular, and then the worker actually gets their own jump bag. So if they do need to go to another place, take their own with them.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just one more creative way, you know, that we can help out. You know, the key is that anybody that's looking for work, there's a way we can help you. And any employer that is having difficulty finding workers, we want to hear from you as well.
Okay, so I guess, you know, like you just said, any business that's looking to hire somebody and can't find them should call you. And anybody who's been knocking on doors and can't find a job needs to call you.
Absolutely.
So give your numbers again. Put your microphone back up. There we go.
Give the
3 numbers again for Bullhead, Havasu, and Kingman. So if you're an employer out there looking for employees, write down this number. If you're unemployed or you're in a job that you don't like or you're looking for a new job, write down this number. So for Bullhead, Kingman, and Havasu.
So for Bullhead City, we have 928-758-0702. And Kingman is going to be 928-753-0723. And Lake Havasu City is 928-453-0710.
That's a lot of information. And a lot of information for everybody out there. I mean, Joe comes in here and he's got 45 papers here. And then you walk in with a book, you know.
They want to be prepared.
Yeah.
And then one thing to touch on, too, is that we are servicing La Paz County. And so we are servicing that through our Lake Havasu City office.
Okay.
So if there are any La Paz County listeners, you can contact us at the Lake Havasu number.
Yeah, because we reach down there. So we also reach, like, halfway to Barstow.
Noted.
But you don't want the little squirrels and lizards and snakes out there, huh?
No, but we do. We and the same thing. We're servicing, you know, all the different communities. I mean, you know, for my regular job during the day with Allied Forces and Labor Systems, you know, a lot of people think that we just have day labor, but the reality is 80% of our workers are on temp to hire status. You know, and
right.
And that's why, you know, my sector is required to be on the board, and that's a good fit for me because as I'm out there every day already talking to employers
right.
that need workers, and then we have people coming in. You know, we hire 15 to 20 new workers every week through our offices in Havasu, Bullhead, and Lake and Kingman. And a lot of times we'll call over to the job center, and I'll say, hey, I've got 7 warehouse jobs full-time, 50 hours a week, starting at $12 an hour.
Right.
And boy, those case managers and program coordinators, they just jump right on it.
I'll bet.
And within a few hours, we've got people over and getting hired. And,
good.
You know, and of course, we cover Golden Valley and all points in between, Yucca and all the major cities as well.
Now, can you handle Oatman and all those little stores in there when they say, I need somebody? I mean, that's a...
We can.
I believe we could.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, bigger employers, you know, we've got a gold mine that's operating now in the area, and they're struggling to find skilled workforce. So,
okay.
So we've had a hiring event for them, and we work with them on a daily basis. And, you know, like you said, these jobs aren't all minimum wage jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a job fair today in Kingman, again, the Geo Group. Starting pay, $16.96 an hour from 2 to 4.
You know?
I mean, it's there are employers out there. And, you know, the thing we really want to get across today is if you're out there and you're having a hard time, if you're putting in a lot of resumes and applications and you're not getting the bite that you want, come see us.
Please.
You know, we can help improve those statistics.
Good. Okay. Well, I don't know what else there is to say. Well, have we forgot anything or missed anything?
Well, if you are an employer that is struggling to hit that workforce and be at full capacity, come see us. I mean, because one of the things, I know we've kind of danced around that ACRC training, but when economic development is out there beating the drum to talk about what workforce we have, a lot of times employers are really talking about that soft skills deficit. And so with us providing the ACRC training, that's kind of developing that soft skills, because an employer can take anybody and train them to the job specific.
Right.
But those soft skills, showing up to work on time,
right,
maintaining a, you know, appropriate appearance. I mean, you'd be surprised, but those skills that come naturally to some and not to others, developing those and really showing everybody what it takes to maintain employment and then pushing them into the workforce, I think that's really one of the added benefits of Arizona at Work and what we can do.
Yeah, we're all a representation of our parents.
Sure.
And not everybody has a strong set of parents. And then with divorces and whatnot, and maybe one parent living out of town, somebody in their 16, 17, 18, they never learned that stuff about being responsible, being on time, you know, and those, you call them soft skills, but to the employer, they're very important skills.
They are critical.
You know, if we open the door at 8 o'clock, you better be here and ready to go to work at 8 o'clock, not come in at 8:05 or 8:20 or 8, you know.
Yep.
And so those are skills that a lot of, like you said, a lot of people don't have that.
Right.
They didn't pick that up from their parents as they were growing up.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of our youth population, again, up to the age of 24, some of them have never worked. Some of them have maintained jobs for small periods of time. And, you know, the youth program, we put them through what we call work readiness, which, again, it's touching on those soft skills.
Right.
And it's touching on attendance and interpersonal relations, because, you know, our the youth generation right now is very tech savvy.
Yep.
So the lingo of making appropriate eye contact with a supervisor that's older than you, things like that. And so the idea with an employer as they come to us is to try to give them a skilled workforce that not only is going to fill that job, but maintain that job.
Right.
You know, and that's really so important.
And stay.
Yes,
yeah.
It's expensive to train the workforce.
It is.
Not cheap.
It is. That's a conversation I had with the undersheriff on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, because they, for the longest time, the sheriff's office was like the training ground for all the police departments.
And they would leave, yeah.
You know, they would hire somebody and bring them in there and work them for a year or so. Then all of a sudden, Lake Havasu or Kingman or Bullhead Police Department is knocking on their door saying, you want to come to work for
we'll
us?
We'll pay you more.
We'll pay you more, and you'll be doing the same job. And, you know, who doesn't say no to that? So,
well, the other relationship that we have is that we are partnered with the drug courts in Mojave County and the Veterans Treatment Court. We have representation at every time they have court. You know, the word to get out there is if you have a barrier, if you have something that's holding you back from getting that job, come see us. It's our job to help you overcome that barrier.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, we've talked a lot about the education side, but some people in their 20s and 30s have a colorful past that might include a criminal background or some firings. You know, they were fired from a job, and so trying to get that person hired again can be difficult. Can you help with that, too?
Absolutely, we can. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a great shout-out to our apprenticeship program that we've started in Kingman. Northern Arizona Construction Association, and it is an apprenticeship program, and it's for second chance. It's for struggling youth, and we've gotten about 7 contractors now in Kingman, from concrete to painting to fence companies, to take on these folks. And part of the grant does give that employer a stipend to help out for the on-the-job training. Some of our services, we're able to buy the tool belts, the work boots for the worker. And those are the kind of jobs that it's not a job. It's a career. It's,
right.
When you get done, you get an Arizona State journeyman card.
Okay.
So you actually come out of there with a career, with your tools.
Right.
You know, and, you know, they're, every time I reach out to an employer and talk to them about second chance, I usually get a yes.
Okay.
You know, there are some, you know, obviously school districts, things like that, where you have to have background checks.
Fingerprint cards,
right. That happens. But for the most part, we have very generous people in our community, and, and if you sit down and ask them, they'll usually put their hand out for you.
And each of our job centers is equipped with background-friendly employers. And again, it's that relationship that we've established with these employers, with a call, with the soft handoff with, hey, I got a guy. He's ready to go to work.
Yeah.
He will show up to work all day. However, he has this background. Can we overcome it?
Yeah.
And, you know, and most of the time it is a yes. Because, again, they're trusting our judgment. They're trusting that rapport that we've established with that job seeker. And, yes, it is a risk, but the payoff, you know, having a long-term employee is huge.
Well, that's fantastic information, because so many people out there have something that isn't an education or isn't a skill, but they've got a background that, you know, cost them or whatever, because they got terminated from a job, or they walked off a job and got mad, or they had, you know, even a mom that had a pregnancy that all of a sudden had to take time off for that, and that employer turned around and filled that position, and then it doesn't look good when they go to the next job.
We are here for all of those you just mentioned.
You want to talk about the Green Team real quick? And
Sure. So some of the youth that we have in our program, we put them through what we call, we have a Green Team. So I have a program rep that is a crew leader, and we are developing basically grounds maintenance, landscaping skill set. They are working, they're reporting directly to my staff. Teams comprise of anywhere 5 to 9.
Okay.
We are fortunate enough to get a van through community development block grants. So now we can actually be countywide, which is awesome.
Wow.
So some of the projects that we've done recently, we partner with Project Erase, doing some cleanups out in illegal dump sites.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with Mojave County's Environmental Health, dealing with some abatement issues. We have cleaned up various elderly and disabled housing with landscaping, you know, overgrown landscaping. But what that does, that group, it's a very cohesive group of youth comprised of maybe probation youth, pregnant or parenting youth, things like that, gives them a mentor, and then develops their job skills with the mindset that we're going to springboard them into a career pathway.
Right.
So a lot of the youth that are on that team are also completing their adult education through their GED.
Okay.
So they're going to GED during the day, and they're working on our crew from 1 to 5 every day.
Okay. So now, you know, in Bullhead, we have the, I had the flyer up here, and I've already taken it down, this internship and leadership program that Dr. Ziri started, where he went out and got 35 businesses, I think,
which
to commit to paying a youth to work 4 hours a day for 6 weeks. And they're working on that. The graduation is this Thursday night at the Anderson Group Events or Field House. And so, and he's hoping next year to expand that into Kingman and Havasu. This year he started it in Bullhead City. A lot of it, needless to say, was medical.
Right.
Because he's a doctor. He has those connections.
Well, that's it's an in-demand industry.
Well, and the other thing is he found that he didn't get too many no's. You know, I had him and his coordinator, Gina Kovit, in here a couple weeks ago, and he didn't get a lot of no's from businesses that he talked to and people that he talked to, because everybody realizes that the youth out there are going to go into the workforce at some point in time.
Might as well prepare them.
Yeah, well, then, and some of the doctors, I know Dr. Sayal, said, I want to keep this person when they go back to school to come in part-time after school and continue working for me. And that was a benefit that the program didn't plan on.
Right.
And I think there was about 5 or 6 businesses that said that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just a doctor that just tried to start something to put kids to work.
Well, and at the end of the day, if we don't reach out to our youth, you know, Wave J. Ted, they're on our board,
yep.
Amy West.
You know, Amy was on a few weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, if a lot of, you'd be surprised how many youth in this area don't understand the job potentials that we have here.
Well, and they definitely don't understand the networking that's available for them to get that first job.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the thing, you know, with our work experience program at the fairgrounds in Kingman, we've got several youth that were struggling to get that first work experience, something to put on their resume. You know, Tim Woods, Mojave County Fair Association president out there, he's had, you know, I think 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 people out there now. He's teaching them welding skills. He's teaching them jobs, you know, soft skills, showing up on time, responsibility. You know, and he's over 50% of the people that he's put through there are now gainfully employed.
Good.
You know, because they had that stepping stone.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, so the idea of the work experience is to give them the skills they need to, again, springboard them into employment. And a lot of our employers, same as the statistics you were mentioning, is they end up hiring them because they've already invested in them. Why not?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Well, and
you don't have to train them.
And they're filling that void,
exactly.
Whatever it is they need to do. So it's better than having them leave and go back to high school and go, okay, now who's going to do this?
Right.
You know, so... but yeah, that's exciting. That's going to be this Thursday night, and like I said, he wants to branch out, so I'll get you his number.
Yeah,
and you can coordinate with him, and who knows where it'll be next year.
Yeah.
Right. What else do we have to mention? We're just about out of time.
Just again, folks, if you're out there and you're striking out, you're putting applications in, or you're sending resumes and you're not getting any response, you need to walk into one of our centers, and we're here to help.
Yep.
If you're an employer out there and you're having a hard time filling spots, again, reach out to us. We'll get Christine Murphy's our business services person, and we'll get with you, develop programs. You know, this is, you know, our tax dollars hard at work, and it's very beneficial to the community to be involved, and the more people that do it, the better off we'll be as a community.
Well, and, you know, if you're filling positions and getting people hired, it's a win for everybody.
Arizona Network does great things.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you both for coming in. We'll have you back in a couple months because this is all good information, and I think a lot of people out there are going to benefit.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt. Welcome to Heartbeat. Said the car behind me. It spoke loudly and impatiently. Okay, so the car didn't actually speak. In my city, driving seems to bring us all to the edge of our sanity. At the next light, the same car appeared in front of me, I being the essence of patience, and sad to report that I repaid his earlier beep with a long and loud beep of my own. The driver waved and then turned and smiled before he drove away. I returned the smile. Patience is often described as a virtue. The Bible teaches that God is patient with us. The next time you're driving, remember me. Think patience. Be patient. And do not do likewise. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. And if you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, check out Perkins. Plus, they got the pies, they got the muffins, they got the cookies and the brownies. That you can always take that stuff home. And it lasts for, well, not very long in my house. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the Co-op Connection card, where you can save money at Perkins and a lot of other restaurants around town, a lot of dentists and a lot of prescriptions and doctors and new cars, you name it, furniture. So stop by and get your Co-op Connection card on Hancock Road at Mojave Electric Cooperative. Barron's Pest Solutions, if by chance you have bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites and bees and you really don't want them around, well, you call Barron's and they will come and spray and take care of them for you and they'll be gone. And then we have Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where, you know, yesterday we mentioned that oil change special for $29.95, and that's going on right now if you have a Toyota. If you have a Hyundai, because I drive a Toyota, I'm thinking, oh, yeah. But if you have a Hyundai in Kingman and you want to stop by there and take advantage of that, and then there's also a 30-point inspection that they do on your vehicle. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort. They're on the second floor there. If you need a haircut, coloring, if you need tinting, if you need a pedicure or body wax, they also have a masseuse. If you've got a sore shoulder, sore back, or arm, or leg, or something, you want somebody to massage that and hopefully get rid of that pain for you, it's Gene Jeffrey's Salon and Day Spa at the Riverside. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they've got the physical therapist, the occupational and speech therapist, and then they've got a skilled nursing facility, and they invite you to take a tour of their facility at any point in time there on Silver Creek Road. Stop by and just walk in and say, I'd like to take a tour, and they'll show you around. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where they do, obviously they do transmission work, it's in their name, but they also do complete automotive work. If you've got something that's not worked right in your car, you got an oil leak, you need a tune-up or air conditioning, go in there and see Jeff or Joe, they'll take care of it for you. They're family owned and operated. That's ATCO Transmission right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Okay, it's time for community calendar, and we got a few things going on. Today at the Laughlin Library, it was at 9:30 and noon, so it's gone. Desert Valley in Bullhead City, they had their PTO, which we used to call PTA, they call it PTO. Their meeting is at 2 o'clock today at Desert Valley Elementary School. Now, tomorrow we have the chamber director, John Panicker, will be here the whole hour, but they have the Horizon Bank Chamber Mixer tomorrow night at 5:30, and this is going to be fun because it's going to be like a marketing event for everybody that goes there. You're going to get a T-shirt. It'll have lines on the front, and you put on your name and your business. And then on the back, it has lines. So as you walk around during the mixer, somebody can write in the back of your shirt, call me. I want to know, like if it was me, they'd want to talk about being on my show or buying some advertising from us. And so they write this on your shirt. You go home, and your shirt, it becomes your reference for the next day. So that'll be fun. That's Horizon Bank, 5:30 tomorrow night out in Fort Mojave. Questions, call the chamber at 754-4121. And also tomorrow night, the Freedom of Expression at the Golden Nugget, put on by the Laughlin Chamber from 5:30 to 8:30. Questions, call the Laughlin Chamber at 702-298-2214. We are about out of time. That's going to can it for this tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity's back, or he's going to step in after the news. I'm sure he's got a lot to talk about the Mueller investigation.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.